Blog Talk Radio.
Some technical difficulty here and provocative thoughts with our theme music.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Detroit from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello, and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep, stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of life and the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-15. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search, type in We Talk Productions, and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic, social media or media crack? Social media provides a method of getting attention, seeking approval, and connecting to people outside of a person's immediate social circle. Is it too much too fast, too much of a good thing or bad thing, or just indicative of people abusing the social media? Just a little bit about social interaction. From the University of Washington, the importance of social interaction to human health. Good social support might also help coping with stress and major life changes like a divorce, redundancy, moving in a house, in a new house. It is also proved that lonely people more often suffer from cardiovascular problems, stress, and depression. So it's very important that you have the social interaction with other people, hopefully positive. Internet addiction and excessive social networks use. What about Facebook? This is from a host of people that I guess did the research. Mr. Eduardo Federica Moro, Giovanni Carlos Campos, Sergio Machado, Ana Lucia, Spirit King, Antonio Nard. So they said that Facebook is notably the most widely known and used social network worldwide. Facebook use is contrasted by excessive use and lack of control, creating an addiction which severely impacts the everyday life of many users, mainly youth. So I guess there's a lot of kids on this social media. If Facebook use seems to be related to the need to belong, affiliate with others, and for self-preservation, the beginning of excessive Facebook use and addiction could be associated to reward and gratification mechanisms, as well as some personality traits. So that's deep right there. I don't know what, you know, how y'all feel about that, but that sounds pretty steep right there to me. Studies from several countries indicate different Facebook addiction prevalence rates, mainly due to the use of a wide range of evaluation instruments and to the lack of a clear and valid definition of this construct. So they're not, you know, I guess the verdict's not in on Facebook addiction for some people. But, you know, addiction in itself is anything that you do that prevents you from functioning, from doing your daily functioning. You'd rather do it than wash. You'd rather do it than pay your bills and go to work than eat, you know, the things that you basically need to function. So that would be an addiction. You would be addicted to that particular thing, you know. So it's just a further investigation are needed to establish if excessive Facebook use can be considered as a specific online addiction disorder or an internet addiction subtype. So anyway, they say social networks allow immediate communication with just one click by searching, reaching, and sending any kind of verbal message, videos, or images. The use of social networks facilitates virtual contacts and meetings with other people, replacing many personal relationships and commitments. Remember when I read early on about social relationships? A social relationships, I'm talking about a social interaction when you actually see the person, just in case I don't want you to get confused with interacting with on the internet or by phone and stuff like that. This social relationship is interaction with a person that you have a relation with, a real person. You see them, you speak to them, you see them smile, not on a, you know, through an internet provider, that you don't might not know anything about, just about where they are right there, you know, on the screen. So the use of social networks facilitates virtual contact, somebody you know on a computer, and meetings with other people, replacing many personal relationships and commitments. With its 1.4 billion active users, Facebook is now considered the most popular social network worldwide. So there's been a guy by the name of Kapman developed an overall theory about the misuse of the internet, according to which an online communication type allows to avoid negative feelings such as loneliness and anxiety. So that goes on, and if you go on, you're going to see what, you know, how that works out in terms of the chemical reaction in the brain and things like that, and how that might even, Facebook impacts on I guess everything we do impacts on our chemical, neurological, or diminishes, or you know, it. So a guy by the name of Griffith stated that an addictive behavior is characterized by six core components of addiction. Salience, mood modification, tolerance, withdrawal, symptoms, conflict, and relapse. He argued that any behavior that fulfills these six criteria can be considered as an addiction, including social networking. Furthermore, the addiction on social networks such as Facebook has also been considered only when the excessive use damages personal, family, and or professional life. Some reports indicate that the excessive use of social network increases isolation in real life, bringing harms to relationships. They also highlighted that a growing complaint in mental health services from patients or even parents worried about their children is increased social isolation, levels of anxiety, and worsening in school performance due to excessive social network use. And that's interesting. Are they using social network in school? I guess with the phones, I guess maybe the kids are just, you know, maybe that's why they don't want them to have cell phones in the school. I don't know. Yeah. They also describe the six pillars, uses, patterns, most motivations, dependency, and typical profiles, negative consequences, evidence of dependence, and 90 seconds. Okay, we're going to be cut off to bring the show right back. Apparently, the time is running short, but I'm going to put the show right back on, folks, in a few minutes. Hello, this show is about to be terminated in 1 minute. I'm going to put it back on the air. Apparently, the time has been cut. Call back in about 5 minutes. Just hold on, y'all. I apologize. Call my show. Let me know if you can hear me.